everybody. Good evening, good evening. Ladies and gentlemen, children and adults, old people and embryos. Welcome to Huntnorbital News. I'm your host, Dick Chafing. And joining me in place of Rudolph Hooker is, of course, the amazing...
It's me, Paul McCockney. Right.
Cheers for stepping in last minute for us, Paul. It's one of those days where Van, dear old Rudolph Hooker, has, he's bagging up.
He's somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, well, we'll carry on without him anyway, because we got tons of news to get through tonight. So tonight, in tonight's wonderful, amazing headlines.
Welcome to the cheap seats as cost-conscious commanders aim to claim cut-cost star.
Skimmer reprogramming leaves commanders prickly over picky protection.
Hot, not hot on hot shot slots, but cops are hot on shots.
It seemed like a good idea at the time, carved on monument at Fort Mugg.
And Alvin's unconcerned as the Fargoids approach Earth.
Hutton's team Hotbox have always had itchy feet, and it's not always due to the strange split-toed flight suit boots that they wear and a failure to change their socks on a daily basis. Van Man and Star, home of the Mad Monks, the tomb of Mr. Dusty, and the seat of corruption that won't let Hutton control the permit, plus the most sexy-looking station this side of Sol, has been home to the Hotbox team for a long, long time. They set their eyes to the horizon, eager for a new challenge. Somewhere that made Hutton that little bit better, they looked enviously at Li Yong Rui's encroachment towards our old enemy, Hudson. His network of ostentatious, tie-knotted young salespeople completed with dreadful taste in watches and nasty cufflinks. His advertising hoardings promising the deal of the century, the flailing arms of his inflatable wavy-armed Thargoids. Not content with a 200 credit anaconda at Hutton, they wanted a slice of the action and engineered an expansion to the catchily named LP532-81. They overshot the expansion and put us into war, but have reassured Hutton Command that they've got this in the bag and, not to worry, we'll have the new discount showroom ready for ECM. Alvin is said to be cautiously optimistic that he'll have somewhere to buy his latest modules at a discount soon, TM, but has warned that he was sure he said no more expansions ever on pain and having the arse bitten out your flight suit. Yes, I really mean it. No, you can't be let off by giving me a biscuit. What flavor? Oh, okay then. You say who's a good boy like that one more time and I'll have your throat. Oh wow, that's a good biscuit.
In response to the rain of skimmer destruction over recent weeks, Planetary Bases have released a patch that has caused concern throughout the galaxy that people are doing something sensible, with skimmers designed from the ground up to pound the ground around bases and hunt for marauding commanders in SRVs. They've been exposed to flybys by piratical ships looking for a quick buck from whatever faction has spare cash to offer to commanders to bring them offline. The response by Planetary Bases was an upgrade to their sensors, detecting whether ships are in low flight over their stations, and causing skimmers to head for the ground and hide, preventing them from becoming cannon fodder for dumbfire missiles from dumbfiring fast farming commanders. The update has seen skirmishers now only respond to the low rumble of approaching wheeled vehicles. To date, no one knows the purpose of this Stinger variant, other than to die horribly as soon as it sees someone approaching it, rivaling even Terran sheep for stupidity and the ability to die when standing up. Die when lying down? Die when pregnant? Now, I've no idea how skimmers get pregnant, but it probably involves industrial lubricant and performance enhancers. Dyer eating the wrong thing, Dyer eating the right thing, and generally be scared by inanimate objects. Clever commanders have taken to landing near planetary outposts, tempting these juicy cash mortals out of hiding with their scarab, and then switching to their waiting ships for merciless destruction derbies. All in all, it has to have a positive effect, with the laziest commanders clearing off to something more easy, like shooting new winders at Erevate. Good riddance.
Hot stays on the right side of the law, which is the side away from any firearms. However, there has been confusion this week as the updates to the statute books on what constitutes a hot ship has had a series of amendments that would twist the nipples off even the mightiest bureaucrat. Hot ships used to become hot if things got a bit hot when firing a shot. Stray ammo, reckless rails, and of course the blast radius of missiles have left many a hot commander hot-footing it out of a res sight, plus bam when in a wing with anyone. The new rules stated that when hot ships couldn't help hot anymore but had to go somewhere hot was not until their notoriety dropped and shopped their ship for one that wasn't quite so wanted. Highly engineered modules had to be laundered, hoovered, and cleaned to within an inch of their lives at extreme cost. It turns out that these punishments were a little too harsh. So the cops, in their infinite wisdom, decided that anarchies, being the hives of scum and villainy we always knew they should have been, would ignore how hot your ship was and allow you to become a lot more not hot. We think. Basically, when asked for your license and registration, we recommend dropping a few thousand credit notes in the inside folds and hope that any authority with any authority happens to take custody of it for you and polishes your license clean again for you. Once things settle and we know how hot commanders can stay cool, we'll turn it into English and then tell you all about it.
When asked why a passing pilot at Yamazaki and Wise couldn't pay anyone in a galaxy off to clear his ship, even if he had done some jaywalking in Imperial space and was now near Sol, one spokesperson for Utton stated, "You is a bad man, innit? Everyone knows you is bad, even your mum. She says you is bad news." Bonk. Mr. Anki has broken out the scrubbers in Colonia as an unknown vandal has been daubing stations and installations with a text, "Seems like a good idea at the time," across the region. With Colonia having been lauded as a salvation location for pilots everywhere with the encroachment of superpowers on each other's space, infighting between factions, and of course the Thargoid menace, local station commanders, plus Jax the barman, have been surprised that having one space out there for their factions, system after system has been abandoned, and the predicted population boom has turned out to be no more than an expensive holiday retreat for the exceedingly wealthy. Colonia is void of life. It's full of oboes and bums, tramps, commanders seeking solace away from all the noise. It's a 34th century goa, a modern Tibetan hippie retreat for those that want to find their way off the wheel. Gone is the promise of a grand big bubble to rival the home systems. The alliances have gone to rot, no one can be bothered anymore. At the heart of all this, Commanders Anki and Mindwipe just want their Doritos and their Thought mug, and a little peace and quiet. Utton's hoping that when the Thargoids finally reach Uranus and set their sights on the inner systems, everyone will be so scared of a good probing that they'll migrate to Bubble 2, and all that work will actually have a purpose. In the meantime, we're retreating again, and this time, Anki's going for one that sticks.
And finally tonight, as mentioned earlier, the Thargoid menace is creeping ever closer to the heart of humanity. Not deterred by the discovery of the latest Guardian weapons, or the ability of Gluttony Fang to harvest even their deadliest at will, using none more than a sidewinder, a lot of enthusiasm, and a video camera, the Thargoids keep jumping ever closer. Alvin is said to be utterly unconcerned as he once tried to expand to and take over Sol, just so he had somewhere nice to chase after balls, and it was utterly impossible and we ended up with Rule 359 instead. His Nips feels that the Thargoids will be thoroughly thwarted by the authorities, especially now that there are rumors they're sending out hate mail to pilots stating that they're unfriendly with Tharg the Mighty using the Pilots Federation-owned email servers. Will the basilisks be beaten by bureaucracy? Will the Cyclops BDI fail to be fooled by a corporate red tape? Will the Medusa tear her hair out in disgust at the paperwork in triplicate? If history is anything to go by, they'll just give up and go somewhere everyone actually cares about. Like the Code's home system. Funnily enough, we just had a distress call from the Code, our former enemies. Apparently, they're under attack.